closed up, that we said the locher is the yamama. We learned tumah by kas v'yelo, by kas v'yaredis. That the tumah yada nice there, the tumah shoots up all the way, and the tumah shoots downwards all the way. These are lochers of tumah. But v'ilo gab in the gear, what's the locher if you touch a meister, if you touch it? Amr Rav Yehuda, we learn like this. V'ilo gab in the gear, Amr Rav Yehuda, Tanya, we learned. The pasuk says kol hanageya bi'etzem oy bechalal. If somebody touches a bone or touches a mace. So bi'etzem, what do you mean if you touch the bone, ze'etzem kesera? If you touch the bone the size of a barley, you become tummy. Oy bechalal, what does it mean you touch the mace itself, the dead body? Ze'ever, an ever, an echla min achai, that came out of the mace. V'ein bo'er lahala sarucha. This is Rosh Lakish Shprat. If you have an ever that does not have enough meat on it, that it will not be able to live, still if you touch it now, you become tummy. That is the chiddush of Rosh Lakish, that here the pasuk megala, if you have an eiver min achai even, and it doesn't have enough meat on it, still if you touch it, you become tummy. Oy b'meis, zeh eiver min nechla min ameis, an eiver that came off the meis. Oy b'keber, a mashlokis, zeh keber shalafnei adibur. You know, hi eiver min ameis hechidami. What's the case of the eiver min ameis? Idi is b'yetzim kesoira, hainu negei b'yetzim. El the less b'yetzim kesoira. Tafil ochem rabia. So here's the right to Rosh Lakish, even though you have an aver that does not have a bone the size of a barley, still if you touch it, you become tummy. Amalach Rav Yechon says back, no, L'yerlam d'yispeh. Avadim talking about that aver has a bone. Fredimar v'yemein u'inu l'maga, it's a new l'masa. True. For maga, we don't need the postik, because we know already if you touch a bone, you become tummy. But the chiddush here is if you carry it, if you lift it up, you also become tummy. So that's the machlokes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Yehon daf nun dal amar alef. Again, we're milu dashin this psukim the pshat in Rosh Lakish. The Rosh Lakish says if you touch an aver from a mace that doesn't have an etzem kisara, still you become tamei. So the question was, if there's no etzem there, the bone is not the size of a barley, so why do you become tamei? So he answered Rosh Lakish dashin the pasuk. So Gemara says the inu second line vilu gab benegiya nagidalochas of nagay. If you touch a mace, it's like this. Amri Rav Yehuda, Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says kol hanageya the etzem oy bechalal. Whoever touches a bone or the chalal, the mace itself. So we dash it from this pasuk the etzem. What does the pasuk mean? If you touch the bone of a mace, ze etzem kisera. If you touch a bone the size of a barley from a mace. If that's how big, the small, even though the bone is that small, still you become tamei. You have tumas meis. If you touch it, then oy bechalal. What does the pasuk mean? Oy bechalal. The ever hanech l'menachai means we have a limb that came off from a chai, from a live person. But now that it came off him, it also has tuma of a meis. It also has tuma to it. And even a chiddush v'yein bar lahalas arucha, even though there's not enough meat on this limb, that the limb would be able to live if it would have been attached to the body, still, lemaise, if you touch this limb now, you become tummy. Then the pasuk says, oy b'meis. What does the pasuk mean, oy b'meis, you touch a mace? Ze eiver hanech l'min ha-meis. That means an eiver that came out, came off from a mace. Oy b'kever, what does oy b'kever mean? Or is in the grave? Om Rosh Lakish, ze kever shlefnei adibur. Come to teach us that the kvarim that was there, because the Matan Torah has tumor on it. As even though Acha Matan Torah, the locher is Goyim, don't have any tumor on them, but I call upon him the Kvorm that were there from before Matan Torah, that's the Chiddush that they are Tomei. That's what he says. That's because the Kvorm of Matan Torah, that the Kvorms that were there are what are Tomei. I call upon him, the Gemara speaks out now, Hai Eva Min Amei Sechidomi. Like, what's the Chiddush from this Pasuk, Oy Bemeis, that we're dashing, if you touch an aver from a mace, you become tamei. What is the pasuk talking about? Hechidami, what is it talking about? Idi is be'etzem kisaira, if in this part of the limb of the mace, there's a bone, well, limb always has to have a bone inside it. So if the bone there is as big as a saira, as big as a barley, Idi is be'etzem kisaira, hainu hanagei be'etzem. What do you have to have the chiddush that has a shame limb on it, an aver, you're touching the bone. Forget about the limb, the aver. But you're touching a bone, that's the loch. If you touch a bone from a mace, as long as it's the size of a barley, you become tamei. So what do I need a pasuk for? If you touch the whole eiver, pshiti become tamei. Forget about the eiver, you have the bone there. Elamai, the pasuk has to be talking about the less beyetzim kisayra, that this limb, you're touching a limb that came off a mace, even though the bone inside it is smaller than the size of a barley. Still, the Torah says that you become tummy if you touch it. This is the raya to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish holds if you touch an eber from a mace, even though there's no bone there the size of a barley, still you become tummy. Forget about the bone, you become tummy because you're touching an eber from a mace. And that's this pasuk here, that the Rachmana Rabbiya, the Torah is marba, includes it. Omalach Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers back, no. So Rabbi Yechon before said, you're not tummy. Rabbi Yechon says, if you touch an eiver that doesn't have an etzem kisari, don't become tummy. So what does Rabbi Yechon do with the pasuk? Omalach Rabbi Yechonon, li'oilam di'ispei. No, the pasuk now that says, oi b'meis, that we darshin a eiver from a mace, is talking about that there is a bone inside it, the size of a barley. So then the question is, pshita you become tummy if you touch it. What do I need a pasuk for? It's not worse than a regular bone. So the Torah says, if you don't need it, this pasuk of an eiver min hameis for touching it, because that I know it's not better, it's not worse than a bone, is to nuinyan lamaso. So the chiddush of the pasuk is teach me that there's a tumas masa. Not only if you touch it, but even if you just lift, it's lifted up because of you. Even though there's some mechiyah, it's some clothing touching it, if it's up because of you, that's masa. It's being carried because of you, you also become tummy. Even though you're not actually touching the eiver itself. So that's what the pasuk got to say again, Eiver Meis, to teach me that if you're masa, you carry it, you also become tummy. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only if there's an etzem kisayra, and according to Resh Lakish, even though there's no bone the size of a sayra, still you become tummy. Right, then the Mishnah says, in a case where a nazir did become tummy, he touched a mace, one of these tummies that has matama the mace, so lachar is, umazir bashlishu bashri. On the third day and on the seventh day, they have to be mazir the mechatis upon the nazir. That's the only way you become tor from tumas mace. It's not worse than anybody. Anybody that touched a mace, the only way you become tor is they sprinkle on you the mechatis on the third day and on the seventh day. And then the Mishnah says, v'saisa, that when you did come in contact with a mace, the days you counted so far fall away, asaisa, and you have to start over again. See, boilu, you have a question like this. Ho diktona yachi yitor. That's what the Mishnah says, that you can't start over again until you become tor. Bashvi'ikoi, does it mean on the seventh day, adiyaru herashemish, until it comes the evening of the seventh day? So in other words, the seventh day itself, that day, you could start counting for your new Naziris. Therefore, Mani Rebbe Lezi, I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezi, that we had before, Rebbe Lezi was the one that said that you could start counting your Naziris Tyra on the seventh day itself. The seventh day itself, it's the seventh day itself helps. We had before on Taf Yud Chesem Abayz, that he says, Maschil Amoyne Miyad, Pirisha Maschil Amoyne Mishvi, can appreciate some, Taisa says. And according to Rebbe Lezer, the Nazar that was Tomei, when he becomes Tori after he goes to the Mikvah, like on the seventh day, that's the beginning of his new Naziris. So the seventh day is the first day of his Naziris. That's according to Rebbe Lezer. So is that what our Mishnah means? I do, maybe no. Maybe our Mishnah means Bishmini Koi. The Mishnah means on the eighth day. When he brings his kabonis, that's the day he starts counting his new Naziris. Umani, Bishmini Koi, Umayachi Tor. What does the Mishnah mean that you start counting when you become Tor? It means Atshayorvi Kabonisov. That after the Nazir brings his kabonis on the eighth day, that's when he can start counting his new Naziris. Umani Rabbanhi. Then who does our Mishnah here go like? Like the Rabbanan over there? Now the other Rabbanan said, we dashed in the Pasuk before, V'kiddish Roshai, that means B'yayimu, B'yayim Havoy is Kabanaisav. That according to the Rabbanan, it's the day they bring us Karbin, that's the day he starts counting his new Naziris. So that's the question, what was the Pshar in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. Midiktoni Seifa. Since in the next Mishnah it says, the next Mishnah talks about cases where the Nazir becomes Tomei, but it's not Saiser. He doesn't have to start over again. So there it says, Maschil Amayne Miyad, As soon as she becomes tor, right away you can start counting. Mashma the seventh day. If so, Horesha Mayachi tor. The Resha, the our Mishnah now we just learned doesn't say Miyad. It says Achi Yitor. He has to wait until he becomes Tohor. So what does our Mishnah mean? Achi Yovri Kabinaisov. That our Mishnah means that the Nazir that was Tamei cannot start his new Naziris until the eighth day, until he brings his Karbonas, then he can start counting over again. Omani Rabbonani. Therefore our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonan Shita. The Yamri that they say, Naziris Tetaira Achmini Lechaila. That they say a Nazir that was Tamei, when can he start counting over again, like his new Naziris now, Naziris the Tyra? He has to wait until the eighth day. So that's Psha now, Mishnah over here, that you have to wait till the eighth day, then you can start counting over again. So the first Mishnah was talking about the if a Nazir becomes Tamei, that it's Saiser, that he has to start over again. Now the Mishnah says, Avol HaSichachos, let's say he becomes Tamei through Sichachos. That we'll see in the Gemara, a tree that's overlapping a mace, and you go under one of the branches, so it's only a suffix if you become tummy or not, it's only with the Rabbanin. So therefore, if you are a Nazir, true, you become tummy, but it's not placed in the Naziris. You don't have to start counting over again. If we have Proyus, also the same type of a thing. If you have a gate, that there are stones sticking out, and there's a mace under one of them, and you walked under them, it's only a suffix if you're tummy or not, so a Nazir is not Megaleich, he does not have to start as Naziris over again. Same thing with Beis HaPras. That's only a Tumim with the Rabbonin. The Torah says that means a Soda Shenechrash by Kever. There was a field there, that there was a mace buried there, and they plowed up the field. So with the Rabbonin, for 100 Amos, the Chamim Wachoshed, maybe the Machrisha, maybe the plow, pulled up a bone and made a bone go on top of the ground. So it's only a Tumim with the Rabbonin. So therefore, if a Nazir goes over Beis HaPras, even though he becomes Tamei, but he does not have to start over again his Naziris. Another type of a Tumor is the Eretz Amin. If you go out of Eretz Yisrael into any Goyish land outside Eretz Yisrael, it has Tumis Eretz Amin. You become Tamei. But still a Nazir is not Megaleich. A Nazir does not have to start over again. Since it's only a Tumim with the Rabbonin will not negate it to a Nazir. V'ha Goylel v'ha Doifik. If a Nazir touches a Goylel or a Doifik, the same thing, he does not have to start over again his Naziris. So what exactly is a Goylel and a Doifik? It's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. The Tais brings down Pirush Rashi, Perakamadik Subis. Goylel Zakisa Yoren. That's the cover of the coffin itself. V'doifik hu Doifik shots dadim. That's the sides of the coffin. That's what Goylel v'Doifik means. Either the top of the coffin or the sides of the coffin. That's Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos doesn't like this because the Moradashins are Pnei HaSodeh, what's on top of the fields, that's the Rabba's Goyle of Adoifik. Mashma the Galuyin Hain. Mashma they're on top of the fields. So if it means the coffin itself you put inside the ground. Therefore, what Rabbeinu Tam learns, the Goyle, that's the Matseva. The Matseva that you put on top of the Kever, that has Tumma, that's the Chiddush that has Tumma Sameis also. The doifik, that's avonim shematseva nishenes bim. That's the stones that keep up the matseva. So therefore, it has tumah, but still, if a nazir comes in contact with it, it's not feiser as naziris. He does not have to start counting over again.
Then a revius dam of oil.
If there's only a revius of dam in the room, and a nazir is in the same room with the revius of dam, even though we had before, you become tummy. It has tumas meis. But not for a Nazir. A Nazir does not have to start over again his Naziris. For Roiva at Somais, the same thing in the room. There's a Roiva of a calf of bones from a mace, that there is Tumas oil there, you do become Tamei, but a Nazir does not have to be Megaleich. For the Loch of a Nazir, it's not Sais for his Naziris. The Kalim and the Gayim the mace. Who then, if you come in contact with Kalim, with the utensils that touch the mace? So in the Gemara we'll see which utensils we're talking about. Because if it's a Kli Matchis, we had before Kli Matchis, when it touches the mace itself, it becomes Tumma like the mace. It becomes Avi Avoy Satumma. So therefore if a man would touch the sword that touched the mace, he would become an Avatumma, you would become Tumma. So we'll see, we're not talking about a metal Kalim. We'll see in the Gemara. But if a Nazir comes in contact with this Kalim that touched the mace, again he's not Megaleich. Over Yemei Sipuroi.
in the case where a Nazir was became a Metzorah, so Lacha Yimei Sipura means the days that he's counting. That means a Nazir that became a Nazir and became a Metzorah in between. So the Mishnah says, Bimei Sipura, Bimei Gomroi. So Tais explains, Bein Yimei Gomroi means the Hainu Yimei Chalutoi, Sheikh Litu Latuma.
A Nazir, after the Kohen pronounced that he's Tamei, that's called his Mukhlat. That's called Yimei Gomroi, that he was pronounced to be Tamei.
Obein Yimei Sipuroi, that means Achash Huchlat. After he's pronounced, the Kohen called him, he was Tamei. For Roa Kohen Vini Nir Panega. And then later, finally, the Nega goes away, and he goes back to the Kohen. Or maybe Tzipurin Mom Galeich. So Locha is when the Nega starts to get better, he brings Kabonis right away. Venichnas B'machna Yisrael, he could come back into the Machna Yisrael. But V'yoshem Mechutz Li'oloi, he can't go into his own house. Shivas Yomin. She'osa B'tashmish, he's also with his wife for 7 days. On the seventh day, he takes another haircut. And on the eighth day, he brings Kabonis again. So these last 7 days are called Yimei Sipuroi. Those are the last 7 days. So the kids are Nozir that became a Mitzaras. What it's talking about, Yimei Gomra means the days that is pronounced to be a Vadai Mitzaira. Or the days after the Tzaras goes away that he's waiting to become Torah. Those days, Al Eilu, Ein HaNozir Megaleich. Even though he's Tomei then, but he does not have to take his haircut, that means it's not Soyser. Only Tumas Meis is Soyser by a Nozir. But if a Nazir comes, even if he himself becomes a Mitzaras, true, he's Tomei, but that Tum is not Soyser, is Naziris. He does not have to start over again. But all these cases, though, he has to, at least the first cases, he has Tumas Meis on him. Therefore, Mazah Bashlishi Vashri, we have to sprinkle on him from the Mechatis, the third day and the seventh.